12左右，121就是。
Oh yes, yes,
this,
the bottom of 90.
Yes, that's right. In this chapter, the main point is to practice patience. So, from the traditional Buddhist point of view, practice give us the reason why we should practice patience. So Buddha and the Bodhisattvas in the past, they all practiced patience in his many eons of life. And there are many stories in the Parable Sutra and also Wise Foolish Sutra. Wise and Foolish Sutra, Sutra of Wise and Foolish. Other many Buddhas, his own life stories, also taught many stories. He himself practiced those patience and accumulate a lot of merits, and eventually those was cause of to reach full enlightenment, fully enlightenment. So there are many those stories. And also there's a called how to see life of others, precious life of sentient beings. And I remember in Japan they're saying that life is heavier than earth. If life is very important, very valuable. And also in sutras, one of the, that also said, if you build a 100 monastery temple, rather to save one life is better, more important. So from this point, I think we are going to read the 122 stanza. Buddha are made happy by the joy of beings. They lament when beings suffer. By bringing joy to beings, then I please the Buddha also. By wondering them, wounding them, I wound the Buddha too. So Buddha suppose not he couldn't be wounded by normal people. Of course, in some sutras said Buddha also had injured and also had food poisoned. He's like a normal human being. He manifests like that way in order to kind of lead his sangha and giving his followers some different teachings. Sometimes he had miracle and display miracles that is beyond normal people's perception. He can go to some higher realms, like Tushita realm, like his mother passed away when he was very young, only I think a week. And he intentionally went to that higher realm to teach him her sutras. There is different few, not only one, but few sutras for those beings, celestial beings. So here, same time said, if we harm sentient beings, so same as we harming Buddha, we injuring Buddha. So bring some benefit and joyful to beings, Buddha also pleased by that. This is the same as we had before said. Buddha and the Bodhisattvas are the fruits of our practice. And the cause of that practice should be play to the object of sentient beings. So, as the flower of the garland of flower sutra said, the roots and the, like Bodhi tree, the roots are the sentient beings, and the flower and fruits are like Bodhisattva and the Buddha. And when we have the compassion towards the roots itself, like we are pouring water and nurturing that tree from the, his own roots, then the Bodhisattva, Bodhicitta, and will be manifest and enlightened. And the emptiness also can be actualized after we have that accumulate merits and virtuous deeds mainly. And then the wisdom aspect of accumulation also spontaneously occurs. So we want to achieve higher. Actually, we should look down, look lower. Like the root tree happened from the ground, underground, not manifest kind of suddenly in the middle of air. So in this case, we should pay more attention when we practice Dharma. We pay more attention to two kind of object. One is Buddha and the Bodhisattvas and his represent of the Sangha and also teachings, like that part. And the other object is normal sentient beings, but the higher beings or the unsurpassable being like Buddha are our kind of final goal. But that final goal came from all Buddha birth from the normal beings. Once all Buddha had become, had once been like normal beings. So in that case, we should also pay more attention to how to cultivate with our mind compassion towards beings. Buddha no need our compassion, although we, he is already perfect himself. So his teaching and all direct to us to manifest compassion in yourself and towards to sentient beings. So he is use those kind of special language and example. Say, when we, normally we are human beings, we do have a want to achieve good. We look after, we look at something good. And then only we serving sentient beings, Buddha and Bodhisattvas, will make them happy and joy. When we respect Buddha and Bodhisattva, but at the same time we're harming other sentient beings, that make Buddha and Bodhisattvas, enlightened beings, feel sad. If you, they, so they won't kind of experience diluted mind type of sad, but they, because they have a great compassion, so that aspect in the relative world, they kind of appear sadness. 我们就顺着读啊，你来读。
The next one? Just says, there is no sensual delight to please the mind of one whose body burns in fire. There is no way to please the great compassionate ones while we ourselves are causes of another's pain.
So this goes in Mahayana teachings, often always talking about motivation and how is your own motivation to everything. You know, not necessarily only the meditation or some prostration or do good, so only that create merits. But But any activities, if you eat or you're walking towards something, but in your mind, you still have the whole goal. Mainly, you want your life for serving sentient beings. Then every movement, every aspect of life become virtuous. And this way, in the morning, most of our practitioners, they're reciting the generating compassion or praying or something, increasing the bodhicitta, mind of compassion. So we're saying if sentient beings already their whole body set on fire, fire still continue going on, then we make something possessions, we kind of giving them some sensory level of pleasure, and they won't kind of have the tension or have ability to enjoy themselves because they have a fire. Similarly, if, as I said, if we one side harming sentient beings, the other hand we will be pleasing Buddha and Bodhisattvas, want to achieve that kind of achievement of their own peace and in wisdom, complete that kind of unplausible accomplishment, then it's difficult. It's we are saying one side, one person, whole body on the fire continue going on, and on one side there is some food or drink or clothing or other kind of pleasurable something for you, then you cannot handle both. So similarly, we want to achieve or we want to please Buddha and Bodhisattva. This, I think, generally the achieving, pleasing Buddha or Bodhisattvas, we're saying in Buddhist culture, if most people already in Buddhist kind of faith, then they have a strong behavior from the early age to prostrate and then pay homage to Buddha and Bodhisattvas. So they already have this concept. Buddha are the perfect beings. And like I think similar in Christian or other tradition, if you say God, most people already have this that respect. So suppose if you don't familiar with those goddess, the Bodhisattvas and Buddhas, then they may not have that kind of feeling, same feeling. So one also, if not only sentient beings are suffering, but if that suffering caused by you, then it's difficult, like I said. One needle has two points. 两个针头怎么说呢? One needle has two tips, yes. Then you cannot 缝制衣服的话, sew the clothes. He said your mind should be kind of go to the teaching. And sometimes they have it, they want to the fruits, want the fruition, but the cause, they forgot how to create, cultivate from cause. So it's normal people happen, want happiness, but doing something harming, and not take fruits of happiness, and want to avoid suffering, but also continue, kind of the cause of suffering won't stop. So it said, want to have a good result, but we have there is a good result must be, there is a cause of good result, of cause of a condition. We are not knowing or intentionally destroying the cause of good, so expect the cause the good will come to you. It's not logical. So from this point, this I think from the Moon Lamp Sutra, this said these words, if one person is burning under the other, same time they cannot enjoy themselves. And similarly, we should taking care of first suffering of sentient beings, and then stop creating suffering towards sentient beings, and then help them more, and eventually Buddha and Bodhisattvas are also pleased by that kind of actions. Otherwise, sometimes there is a different tradition in India or in Tibet, ancient time, even shamanism or born religion, if they please God or goddess, I think this will exist in different many area you used to. They are killing different beings like chicken or pig to spill that blood or head or something to tail or to for the God. Even in ancient time, they were killing sentient human beings for that. And then this is clearly saying that is not a way to please the beings, higher beings. So we should pay always for more attention. I think these are existed in Nepal also. It's a very famous kind of a religious festival. Each time they were killing water buffalo, I think even some people said over 10,000 water buffalo will chop their head in a few days, and the other sentient beings. And anyway, in Buddhism, there were strong belief of protect sentient beings, protect life. And we don't have a similar, of course, we're not comparing to other religion, but like Ramadan, the end of Ramadan, there is a big sacrifice. And in ancient Tibet, I think in Bon tradition, according to some documents, they were saying before the broken war, or they were killing other sentient beings, and the people who dead, their family were also sacrifice some horses and dog or cow, yaks for that. This is 1,300 years ago. After Buddhist spread into Tibet, then this kind of activity changes, and then they become eventually burning some. You can draw a horse and some sheep, and then burn the paper into fire. That can replace that original practice.
The damage I have done to beings, such as all the bullets have been a great attention. Therefore, all these evils I confess today and pray that they will bear with my offenses.
So the patience, although we are practicing, but we also have to, in the middle, we have to regret or confess what we've done in the past. This is something people kept because this is a tradition, because the other people would do the same. So I also do this continuously. So in any misdeeds, if you found that is not right, find out that is wrong, then you should stop and then confess what you have done before. So four elements of the practice of confessing. One is kind of rely on the kind of giving, having, receiving bless from the good example like the Buddha and Bodhisattvas, and pay homage to them, and they are our guidance model. And second is to remember as much as you can, or you can analyze through logic, thinking, I also have a different misdeeds or wrongdoings, so I want to completely change myself, recognize that I have some misdeeds, if each sentient being. And then third is to have a oath or promise not doing same too continuously. So that, and then we will reverse and do opposite things. If you used to kill sentient beings, now protect them. Used to steal, now is become kind and share more your property, your possessions, and time or energy or anything to other people. Used to, if you're going to have some kind of lies, now kind of promise to continue saying something good, benefit others, say something truthful, and continue. If you used to spend a lot of time, wasting a lot of time, then now say, I'll continue to study and meditate and improve myself. And if you used to have some people like to have some controversial or difficult subject and then create some conflict inner and directly or indirectly. So now I will not spread hatred, words of hatred, mistrust, or those words, but rather to harmonize people, mind, body, and speech. Used to kept some hatred or read too much over than harming all of people. And we practice renunciation and compassion. If you have a wrong view, then you kind of study Dharma and continuously to analyze kind of same things. Like that way, we, in this part, saying we harmed sentient beings, and that create all wisdom and the compassionate beings, or the accomplished beings, they have a sadness. And we will confess all of the misdeeds of what we've done, and praying for forgiveness from the Buddha, Bodhisattva, or celestial beings. In sometimes we say that Buddha means we already understand that the truth, that wickedness is Buddha. That is also true. Bodhisattvas are the qualities of awakened elements. And other way of to explain is Buddha are already kind of, you not only you have a same, you can achieve same state of mind, completely awakened mind, and also there are also already awakened beings, like Buddha, or awakened highly accomplished beings. So for them, see the world as we said, it's like you're looking at his own pump, and then they see entire world or something. Their mind capable to go, mind itself, it's, how does it, there is a limit, the unlimitless capacity, you can say. That is very important to know. Otherwise, if we say one insect, if they have this limited body, limited mind, kind of, and then for them, we are more, far more, we are complex being, complicated means. And what our activities in the detail, and we are studying in for 10, 20 years, they may not understand what is going on. Similarly, in Buddha or Pure Land, other places, according to sutra described, there is a kind of completely new concept, new perception, completely new world. Even they don't have a similar concept of year and day and night, that kind of things, very different realms. Similarly, Buddha realm, as we said, he can read mind stream of all sentient beings, that kind of power. I think in some theistic religion also maybe talking about that kind of quality, but in that Buddha, the Bodhisattvas, how capable to do that. There is a systematic to study why this, what is caused, and how we accomplish that, what kind of text to study. That's why we say we don't see them in our eyes and the normal perception, but they are kind of capable to read us or understand us. And even one accomplished master who if you sat near him, he will tell you sometimes in the past or in the future or what is going on now. If you go to samadhi, meditate, and both together, he will read your mind, like read your state of condition, inner condition. These people are existed. So this is one way, actually. It's a kind of a spiritual experience, but it's a kind of one tradition. People sit together and let's your own, sometimes you need to kind of a moment to read out others' condition. Sometimes I think just already understand that. So in Chinese words, Toshang Sanchi Yu Shen Ling.
There are higher beings above us, maybe just 3 inches above us.
And that is a caution of our action. What do we do? We don't, I'm not thinking nobody see me, I will do something bad. they always remind you there is a celestial beings, higher beings are watching you. If you think you are behind this wall or one fiber or something, then they won't understand you or know you. Then you really thinking them are very stupid. Kind of. we did.
That I might rejoice the Buddha's hearts. Henceforth, I will be master of myself, the servant of the world. I shall not seek revenge, so crowds may trample on my head or kill me. Mm. Let the guardians of the world rejoice.
Mm. In this, it's also taking the promise, but to how to change yourself. You promise to not doing bad things, to harming others. And this is a turning point. One person, how you change your behavior. We are all from the Buddhist teachings and practice often say behavior, bad behavior will bring you to very negative kind of experience and causing a lot of suffering to experience. And in the future also, difficult consequence you have to deal. And if you can transform that negative habituation to positive, then become like a meditation and some enlightened qualities. In certain level, there is a kind of a behavior transformation. Behavior is a deep kind of under the concept. It's a little bit difficult to transform. Most rough part is emotion. And then under the rough composition, the emotion is concept. If you don't have that conception, the concept, then that emotion won't occur. And under that concept is behavior. That is a more subtle, misconception is the behavior, bad behavior. So, and then bad behavior use analyzing is one through logic, reasoning things, and then you will change one way. People, what you see, what your perception changes, your understanding also change, way of behavior and reaction also changes. And another is if you have something inspiration, inner inspiration, or you already have a very bad experience from deep bottom, you can kind of raise your different position again. That have a strong premise. Strong premise have a nail down one thing, you can become like a landmark of spiritual journey, you will change. That's why I think many teachings often say, take refuge or receive vowels or bodhisattva vowels and or vajrayana vowels. That is kind of reminding always yourself how to do good or go the right direction. So that is the safe guard or Baoxianshen, safe line. Baoxianshen. Maybe life saving some kind of a line. If you clip.
Like when you go outdoors, sometimes you have this security cord.
Rope.
Yes.
Yeah, the rope.
It's like that. Well, vowels or precepts, taking this as that rope. At least you have, on the confusion, on the emotional turbulence, at least you have something to grab. Yes. Or if you have go on stairway, you have the
rail.
Yeah, something like that. So in the, I think we have, 二十世王的名字是什么呢? 二十世王的名字。 二十世王,有一个. Oh, that's okay. I think one Indian in the Buddha's time, one Pimpi Solowang, one Raja, king, his son were quite a young age and influenced by some spiritual, his master, and then he put his father in prison. And then, eventually passed away. So after that, in his lifetime, he had some illness, skin problem, and very difficult to treat, and invite the famous doctor in that time. And then he said, I don't have the treatment because this is caused by karma, not a normal illness. And you should invite Buddha. And he eventually, because of that illness, he invited Buddha to his palace. And Buddha said, now you should do the most first treatment or the way of dealing with it is the you should practice how to regret or confess. The confessing practice have three levels. The highest confession is to understand emptiness. Even sin or even negative karma or positive karma, any actions interact, connected compound things or interdependent things are lacking of an intrinsic nature. There's no absolute independent kind of existence. Then you will kind of release from the from inner to the most innermost kind of instruction is that to understand shunyata, emptiness. And the second, there is a Akashakarpa, I think one Bodhisattva, his sutra, Akashakarpa sutra, there is a way to confess, how to confess, the very deep day and night practice, and to change behaviors, and then very deep kind of a treatment or transformation. And the third is that we are talking about four elements, kind of from the regret, like Buddha, Bodhisattvas are the witness of your own confession. And then to promise, and then to do good, to regret things. And then in similar way, we say that in order for sentient beings and also wanted to do good, achieve Buddha and Bodhisattvas level of enlightenment, then we should stop harming others in the relative world. Even sometimes difficult things happen, misunderstanding, fighting, but you, even other people step on your kind of head. Normally he say, you are stepping on my toes. Then people are angry already. But if even he step over furthermore onto your belly or even the shoulder, even head, the head is the most important part of our body, then you still practice. That is the oath. Not harming other sentient beings. Or even the, he cause you death, and say not kind of harming sentient beings. I think many monks and then some they promise to do this and they can do that. You know, some people can do that in war time and other difficult times. Even Nalanda burned Nalanda Bay by some soldier, Turkic soldier, and that said many monks being killed, but they didn't fight back. If you become monk, then you already promise four things. Said, if other people say something bad, I won't kind of reply in bad way. Other people will kind of attack you, you don't attack back, fight back. And then if other people are angry towards you, you don't kind of angry towards back. And if other people spreading some bad news to you, create some rumors to you, you don't create same rumor to the other person. So these are four basic kind of become monk. If you want to become authentic monk, then these are the basic kind of roots, the from Venice or if the beginning of a monk, you already promised this in age 7 or something, age 7. And in age 20, you have a different full ordination, then they have a more kind of promise in that. I think in 1959, in Tibetan monastery attacked by some soldiers. I saw in the footage of some document, there is a monk, many monk in Garden Monastery, they have some gun, a new gun. They don't know how to use it, but they have a gun. And some Tibetan after that many years of seeing this said, oh, monk shouldn't, even some weapon, monk never should touch any weapon to kind of. And after I also read other historical books, that they didn't really use it because these are completely new, just temporarily they got from the monastery. They store it in monastery. Even inside some, the oil, they never take out. Well, it's new. They don't know. But anyway. Yes.
The great compassionate lords consider as themselves all beings. There's no doubt of this. Those whom I perceive as beings are Buddhas in themselves. How could I not treat them with respect?
So Buddha's in teaching of Tathagata Garbha Sutra said, all sentient beings possess Buddha nature. That is very important teaching. I think one of the most important teaching said each sentient beings have a Buddha nature, weakened qualities. They were capable to kind of generate compassion and wisdom in different time. Consciousness, we can say, will reflect. They have the analytical power and have the sense of kind of knowing others' suffering and taking care of others. That compassion already have this. Although generally if you see one very small ants or something, ghost or something, then we don't really immediately see them as a Buddha. They have a possessed Buddha nature, maybe, for ordinary beings. But if you think, doesn't matter, it's king or prison, people in a prison, they have a, this is a temporary appearance, like ants or king or prison, no ordinary beings. They all have a temporary kind of appearance, like now. And like as we said in Buddha's life story, he said once he become tiger or once he become other animal, dolphin or something, like in the fish, ocean. And then once he become a monkey or cow or something. So in this, you can understand there is a temporary appearance of our concept very strongly in that short kind of sighted kind of understanding things. But the Buddha himself, also some master, I think Huat Rinpoche also said, he remember once he become an elephant in some hut. In Tibet, we don't have an elephant. Although there is a one, but he came from India. And he said, he remember his life in once in elephant. And the other, like, remembering different thing, different beings. So similarly, we should practice of this, all sentient beings have equally potential to become fully enlightened beings. So now we are human being, but in future lives, if you create negative karma, accumulate the negative actions, deeds, you will have a different form of body suitable for our karma. And if we continue to do good things, then also we have a brighter or we suitable for wearing kind of a different skin, different body. And even in formless realm, they don't have a very grosser level of body. So they're very subtle mind with a subtle kind of form. So in this Buddha, because understand this, he in his beginning and now continuously kind of have a full compassion and practicing of giving and receiving. Although this is the practice of what we should do. And visualize like any people, sentient beings who are in the suffering or being, who are in a ill state of body, illness, or anything, any bad situation, bad mood, or something unhappy, pleasurable feelings, we should kind of release them. Like doctor, they have a potential to cure the disease of patients. Bodhisattvas have that kind of same aspiration to taking care of sentient beings. Like king should have responsible for each his retinues, who taking care of them, also taking care of their kind of safety and life. And like a herder should taking care of their herds, like nomad taking care of their sheep or cow or something. So this compassion, see all sentient beings and his body are same. So we should not only respect the higher beings, enlightened beings, but also potential to enlightened beings like a normal human being or even seemingly very ugly or very terrifying kind of sentient beings or even ghosts or in a hell realm. Normally, if you see sentient being with some bad smelling, or the eyes and the kind of form are not very pleasurable to see, then people kind of less compassion, less love towards them. Even one person in one age, in different age, even you are in 20, 30, maybe you have more people to love, see you are nice or beautiful or something. But in an early age, or if you are just 1 month or something, or you are in elder kind of age, maybe people not that same traction, same care, the same is difficult from family members even. So sometimes, but from Buddha himself, across all time and form of different body and realms, you have the same kind of sameness. I think also, as we said, the moral ground came from the place other people in your own place, or you feel others' shoes. Huh? In Chinese, I think they also were saying, you are wearing other people's shoes or something like that. Do you do, Ma?
Stand in the same shoes?
You feel other, yes, changing positions.
Yes. Changing your position.
Yes. Then you can feel that is right and wrong. They say, if you are young, so you think the other people are
not.
Then yes, and you think I'm the person who needs the walking stick or something. You cannot stand up or you cannot hear well. Then although this practice it's not as a really replaced kind of a practice, but that even visualization very helpful to people reduce. When we were young, our parents often say this is a rare kind of a rural area, and then if one person have some foot knees problem, he walking like this, and then this kid thing feel very interesting. Never seen that kind of person who walk in like dancing or something, and then the parents are never laughing or something. Otherwise, you are going to become same. So who kind of have a even that that is not like a bad intention or just feel funny, but so you shouldn't you be serious, not laughing or something like that. I remember things.
Yeah.
It happened to me when I was
See, this very thing is pleasing to the Buddha's hearts and perfectly secures the welfare of myself. This will drive away the sorrows of the world, and therefore it will be my constant work.
Yes, this is a, if we, like business, successful business people for not harming others, want to do serving his customer, I think he will be, become a successful business. From ordinary kind of a secular point of view, if you're serving them, you become more skillful, you have more knowledge and experience, and the people also pay kind of the, how to say, if you do good, you also receive good, something like that. If you smile to people, people will smile at you. So you are also giving the benefit, but you are receiving the benefit. Same time. So also normal beings be happy and also pleasing to the Buddha's hearts. If you are serving sentient beings, Buddha and Bodhisattvas are most happy and most encouraged by, most kind of satisfied by your action. And then also you are your you are kind of towards to accumulations of merit and wisdom, and also these Buddha and Bodhisattvas also bless you specially, and drive away the sorrow of the world. If more people like to do good, then this world will be a better place to the so. That's why we should continuously, constantly work on the effort of patience. Any time you make that promise, not harming other sentient beings. Imagine that this stewards of a king does injure multitudes of people. Those with clear, far-seeing eyes do not respond with violence, even if they can. This is because they can predict the result, consequences. Some short-tempered people, or not far-eyes, or far-seeing eyes, or far-sighted, or no, far-seeing, I think, far-seeing eyes, they may kind of take controlled by emotions, like anger, or what I want to justify things now, or something like that. You punch people, or you do something to satisfy temporarily for yourself. But far-seeing eyes, they can see there is a consequence. Even you win, you may end up in jail, or your next time you are in a hospital or something, or you have the lawsuit, or going to harming, or you worries. That worries also have a big price to pay. So as we said, nowadays people saying, I'm not affordable, too angry. It's too expensive, and also I don't have a time to angry. And that is very good. And he giving examples that if minister of king, they would become capable to harm many people with authority by the king allowed him to do this and that, then with this power or with this authority, he can do many damage. And then you will see which minister or manager or something is very bad person. You think he's, But you can, of course, you can finish him or her, or you can harm this person. But you think of this is the entire king or in the behind or state of government or behind. So if you don't can limit or not do wrong action, otherwise you will be the person who will be suffering. And then this is a very wise, I think, in the U.S. also there is a many group of people, they believe you should justify your own hand or you should challenge the government or military, something, police. Some people don't like police. And that anger creates a lot of unnecessary sacrifice. And sometimes it's just personal anger. Nothing more. You cannot purify the society or limit power of the government, but your life will be very fragile in that case. The government have a different person to replace, and then they don't stop the running of the government or function where continuously. But people will suffer. The person who do stupid thing will going to be suffering. That is the main point.
For stewards, after all, are not alone. They are supported by the kingly power. Therefore, I would not despise the humble ones formidably. Mm-hmm.
So they said, even the people of beings, even you think some, not minister, not king, even normal kind of beings, weak beings, you don't disturb them. Even a snake or something, if you think this is a very low beings or just kind of like a rope on the ground, but they may bite you and then harm you. And in also Tibetan, we have some phrase say, even kind of a hand, pour a bowl of water on the road, if you won't step on wrongly on the water, they will kind of damage your shoes. In old time, the shoes is handmade by themselves, just one layer of skin. And then water on the pour that skin, then it become dry and very tough, and then not very comfortable for wear for foot. And so, even some people seemingly very short guy, skinny or something, you think this I will easily kind of fight over, win him for fight, or you can bully them or harming this, what else they can do for me, something like that. But this, many people happened, they had very big consequences. And I also remember once we took one bus from Chengdu to my home area now, and I have to take another car too. But on the way, people who are selling the ticket, it's a very strong guy, very tough. And he was joking and towards one very skinny and short person. And saying, oh, there were some he collecting money from those people. And at the same time, they have some words exchange. And I can see this person looking down towards this person, short person. And then they will eventually get back and forth a few words, and other people laughing, and this person also angry. And then I think this one, when this he's got journey, this destination is already there, this short guy, and then he had one. The kick from the inner people who were selling tickets, he kicked him back. And then there is a fighting. And then this short guy, I think it's very difficult to get rid of. And after that, he got kicked, and he is doing everything and not letting this whole buses not continuously going. He said, if this is not justified, then I won't let you guys go. And he went to the underground of a wheel, and then if he is kind of a weak, easily kicked by out or broken, you have some distance, you can push them. But he suddenly gone to, you can cross over, run over me. You, if you have the courage, you can run over me. And then difficult. I think that time I have already this lesson. You think, don't easily disturb any others. Otherwise, you are going to, like even a mosquito, maybe capable to spread in small disease and something to, and harming for big. Mm. Like someone said, poison egg, so ants and spider or something. If they can, they become angry like that, they can cause you a lot of damage on the difficult. I think this happened in many places, even high kind of officials knocked down by one kind of a girlfriend or something by being the imprisonment mm-hmm. on the shame of the public or many things like that.
Their abbeys are the guardians of health and also the compassionate Buddhas. Therefore, living beings are all gratified and subjects might
Buddha, compassionate Buddha, and let me check this word. I think some. So yes, I think this was saying. Doesn't matter how weak or small that sentient being is, but the Buddha, in his compassion and unconditional equanimity, kind of compassion, is equal towards all sentient beings to protect them. And also, if we do harmful things, the guardians of hell, they also punish us in the future. That is, of course, it's an action. There is a consequences always. So if you have a intensive, a big negative karma, then we will have a more difficult consequences to deal. And I think it's, in one sutra even said, if you harm, kill sentient beings, you have to, if you, without to confess, with confess is very different. Even one Buddha's student, his disciple, killed 999 people, want to achieve 1,000, but finally he's kind of no one to kill, he wants to kill his mother, something like that. This person also misguided by other people, say, like sacrifice, misguided by some people. And eventually, Buddha has displayed some miracles and then tamed his mind. And then he, in his lifetime, he became arhat. And like Milarepa also killed, I think, at least 20, 30 people. And he also, one lifetime, transformed his mind into enlightened. But if without those courageous practice, very big turning kind of a move, turning point, transform yourself. Dan said, one kind of cause of harming, one take one being's life, you will experience 500 times of that kind of difficulties for yourself. Even not 500, even one time, two, one time is very difficult. You experience those same level of suffering that in other realms, other lifetime. So, in order to make happy of a sentient, the life of Buddhas, enlightened beings, you serving the sentient beings, and you can accomplish yourself and also help others to accomplish themselves. And we can remove or you can say transform suffering into in happiness, and in happiness and peace into enlightenment, virtuous deeds, the practice of virtuous deeds. And then that's why Buddha were blessed, have the compassion towards sentient beings. And if harming them, even hell or realm of guardians also appear in our kind of a karmic image, and to revenge for them, I think similarly, kind of payback have to. So it's a kind of balance of a karma, balancing karma. So we should, like kings, with retinue serves king, we should have a same attitude, thinking the sentient beings are important, although they looks like very weak and small. We, in our mind, they have a kind of same kind of a, serving them, have an equal compassion to serving them. Serving them, so make all beings, like people, beings who can feel suffering and happiness. And they can differentiate some pain experience, painful experience, and pleasurable experience. Then we will kind of make them to have a temporary and long-lasting happiness. For this, we do good thing. Yes.
And yet, the pains of hell to be endured through making living beings suffer, could these ever be unleashed on me by all the year of such a king?
So, in ordinary level, I think in ancient time, especially, if we say queen or queen, king, these are very respected by many people of that country or neighboring countries. And also, royal family members and all tax or go to this king and the palace. And many offerings, and also there is a law you should respect king and queen. There's, I think, some many countries. Even some people say that these king or queen, if touch you or select you, to you have to suffer your life. You sacrifice your life, you will be feel happy. Those kind of atmosphere is there. I think many society. They choose you to do good, something good, or do choose you to good, do bad, they will honor for that. But these kings cannot really drag you to hell, to feeling that difficult, painful experience. And then if we harm sentient beings, and then we will, the consequences will be beyond, far beyond the king punishing you to in, put you in jail or that kind of experience. But if you harm many beings, then the karma will send you to very difficult, unpleasurable, kind of unpleasant realms like hell or hungry ghosts and other difficult situations. So although we are in an normal life, we respect king or queen or in ancient time. I think nowadays they don't have the same respect, but we shall have more respect towards sentient beings, or you can say people. King, without people, there is no king. Similarly, sentient being, without sentient being, there is no Buddha and Bodhisattvas. That's clearly said in Garland Flower Sutra. As we said, there is without roots, there is no flower and fruits. Similarly said. So also, you know, one Nagarjuna's teaching and an explanation of bodhicitta, that is a commentary. He said, in this world, you can say different realms, hell realm, hungry ghost, and also animal realms. And this is the three lower realms, or more unpleasant, pleasurable realm. There are many limitless kind of suffering. These all because they harmed somebody or some beings. They are not without cause. They have a pain and difficult and that kind of a life image, illusions and distortions in that being realm. But whether we say we are create negative karma. Mainly, of course, it's your habituation, inner habituation. But you have to have some, most time, not all the time, or every time, but most of the time, you have to have some object to anger, to have some desire, or to jealous, or to feel kind of discrimination, proud, something to doubt. And then, listen, if we say, are you, oh, I broken many rocks, and I suppose go to hell or something. That's not possible. Nobody in any teaching said that you did because you destroyed many rocks and you going to go to hell or something. It's you hurt sentient beings, killed sentient beings, and many harm sentient beings. That is all kind of suffering because of. Harming sentient beings who can feel pleasure and pain. And then,
and even if that king were pleased, enlightenment he could not give to me. This will not be achieved by bringing happiness to beings.
Excuse me.
And even if that king were pleased, enlightenment he could not give to me. This will only be achieved by bringing happiness to beings.
Yes. And then you make king uncomfortable or against him, they cannot, he cannot throw you to hell or something like that. Very difficult place. Even you're serving them very happy and he can reward you. He can want to give you a good name, big name or kind of, how to say, he can reward you, something. And then he cannot make you become a Buddha, enlightened being, or achievement of all-knowing qualities, he cannot give him because he himself also, I think generally maybe with ordinary beings, even he want you to long have no illness or have a longevity also difficult for king to do that. Many is relying on yourself. And if he wants to send you to God realms, or done very difficult for him. Even God realms, and then wanted to, those beings wanted to you to achieve enlightenment, very difficult. Even Arhat, I suppose, already eliminated all emotions. He wanted to make you become Buddha, also difficult. So in this, but they say if you make all sentient beings happy and give them, serving them, then you will be kind of eliminate negative karma and create more positive or positive deeds, accumulate merits and wisdom aspect. The earth also, like soil, if the soil become very, very dry and a lot of rocks and less fertilization, then it's difficult to boom any kind of fruits and crops. But you to, with the compassion, with the kind of deeds good, and with the kind of the mindfulness and the wisdom, then is your ground, your land become very rich. There is no much kind of stone or rocks, more more moistures and fertilized. Then many kind of roots, or many plants, also many fruits, flower also taking place. And similarly, if you serve in sentient beings, then you will be eventually achieve the Buddhahood. And then that we should always, if you self can do good things, that is best. If you cannot do yourself something much good, then you rejoice others' good deeds. And often if you watch TV or read books, then very, very good, important to transform our behavior, not rejoicing bad things, not looking at like a very violent movie or that. It's imprint your mind and very difficult to change. Very violent, that kind of type of movie may have an impact to you unknowingly. Then we also, our mind is, like I said, observing every aspect of information. If you put your mind into different color, then that color will stay in that your mind. He said, if the crystal mind, like if you put in a red behind, then this crystal looks like red. And then you put in yellow, this looks like yellow. Similarly, if you put a very long time, then this kind of a behavior will stay. Of course, it's not completely mixed up with your mind, but primordially, there is not possible to make with those. But relatively, that is a storage you had. That is information or behaviors at first, storage mind, storage consciousness. And yes, please.
No need to mention future Buddhahood achieved through bringing happiness to beings. How can I not see that glory, fame, and pleasure, even in this life, will likewise come?
So then this, so sentient beings are so important, then why we just ignore this fact and this kind of a situation? So, we admire something, accumulate wisdom, compassion. No one really kind of against any, there is no Dharma practice or any spirituality, but people generally also love kindness, love forgiveness. And this is a kind of a normal experience. We like to be kind, receive kindness and also forgiveness. Similarly, no one against any scientist or anybody, no one say, I don't need, kind of our society, we don't need a compassion. That kind of, this I think is some temporary elements of movement used to happen because wanted to missionize, factorialized, machinerialized people, society. And then if I find out end up is kind of a big disaster, then we need care, taking care of each other. We need compassion in the society. And wisdom aspect also too. No, any nation or individual, I think it may, there is some crazy maybe, but if a normal state of mind, it's a healthy mind, they won't think wisdom is useless or no needed. But education, a value of education is common kind of value for education and skillful and become kind of a skillful means that is the important elements for education. And so wisdom is very important. So for this serving sentient beings, then you can really train that compassion and aspect of wisdom, how to better serve other sentient beings. And then from relative to long-lasting, then need transcendental wisdom, not only kind of temporary knowledge. So that in the future lives, not only is he saying enlightenment, maybe say many people don't have the same understanding, so they may say, I don't need enlightenment, I want to satisfy my this life. Then they say, even this life, also you'll be honored, and then because of your compassion and the wisdom, you become kind of satisfied by yourself. Even end of this life, you're looking back your life full, filled with love and the compassion, with wisdom, then you feel kind of peace and not much regret. So compassion, I think there are many stories in different sutra and the shastras. And one is the Asanga. He went to practice Maitreya's, and he practiced, and he practiced there many years, 3 years at one time. And each time there is no sign of any completion or spiritual progress, he kind of feeling sad, and also he wanted to go to city and give up that kind of practice on the mountain. And each time there is some different appearance of stories, sometimes they encourage him to go back to the retreat center, retreat place, solitude area, and then continue practice. In the end, in 12 years, I think he didn't have much sign, then he completely kind of disappointed, yeah. And then he came to see one dog, female dog, according to him. She had injury from half of the body cannot function well, so dragging his lower body and from upper two legs. And then when he saw this dog, and then he started to have a very kind of irresistible compassion towards this dog. And on this dog, there is a lot of foam, and already very smelly. And then he wanted to use a stick to take out the needle. And then he thought this may also harming that worm moving in this body.
Maggots.
Yes, yes. And then I don't know how to do it without harming this dog and without harming this dog barking even still. Then he has more compassion. So even in this state or this level of pain, and they still have angry towards kind of somebody, this dog. And then he decided, I want to use my they used his tongue, thinking this is a softer for both. And then want to use for to licking this, some wounds pick out. And then he, because very smiley and difficult to see, he closed his eyes and then he tongue went to earth, like touched the ground. And then he, suddenly he raised his head and then see the Maitreya Buddha, Bodhisattva. And then see he prayed. Then suddenly he realized this is a special time. And then he cried. He said, I already prayed to you for 12 years and then I haven't seen you. And then this time, why your compassion nature, why don't you not look at me for that much years? Then Maitreya Buddha said, I was always with you, but you didn't see me. When you ready to go down to mountain and give up your practice, then each time I was that person you see who is doing some kind of encouraging same things. And now you see me because your karma will be already cured by your kind of compassion. So he did a lot of practice, but ended up the compassion made that trigger that he see that celestial or the enlightened beings. So the last four patients in samsara brings such a thing as beauty, healthy and good renown. Its fruit is great longevity, the vast containment of universal king. That's what benefit will come to you if you practice patience. And then said, in the future lives or this, you become healthy and even in this life, you become more beautiful. Some people say people are beauty because their heart are kind. Kindness make them beauty. Even although the skin, they're beauty, but if you see their roughness of mind, then you don't want to associate with them. Similarly, if you practice of patience, less kind of suffering of illness, even many, I think, people angry, and then they said angry is one of the lose the good sleep digestions, good kind of balance of you, heart attack maybe also, and angry towards somebody, it's a living in a human realm but feeling in hell or something like that. It's, you feel it's if you have a compassion and the practice of patience, and you have a longevity, and very easy to reach happiness, and in future lives you will become king of universe. This is a Buddhist cosmology, is saying this king of universe, there is four levels of that kind of beings. Some are very, very great, powerful beings, not like Earth. We have a U.S. or China or something, big country. But relatively from this universal king, these are very tiny, very small. And they said they rule the very great distance in the universe. And they have a seven represents the place. They use these signs to represent their kind of quality and their capabilities. Seven yajna of them. And Shantideva, not Shantideva, Shantakriti also said, if you practice of patience, then you will, looks like beautiful, and also in future you are going to have a kind of a great achievement. And other people see you also feel blessed. I think we want to stop also this. I said also you're going to have a renown, good name, and respect by people. All of the good qualities from this patience. And thank you very much for going to dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like the Shamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicate this Sacred Church following your example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a supreme, by all the victorious ones throughout three times, all the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated to practicing this line. By this merit, may all ten omniscience to defeat the enemy around me, from stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from oceans of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings be complete, this blessing of merit and wisdom, and they attain to seek kindness that arise from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may all missions be attained, and all time may every enemy, mental defilement, be overcome. May beings be liberated from the ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death.